You are doing an Olivia Rodrigo album review. So tell me a little bit about Olivia's newest album.
Yes. So You Seem Pretty Sad for Girl So In Love is her new album, which was pretty fun considering the fact that everyone thought she was going to do another four-letter word like sour and guts. But this was a big surprise. And this album is a mix of half of it is like more happy songs. And then the other half is sad songs. So it's like the You Seem Pretty Sad part and then for Girl So In Love part. So it's a really cool like concept, and you can even see it in like the vinyls and everything that you buy. There's like literally the front and back just shows like the different sides. And she touches a lot on good parts of a relationship, but even those songs, she's still like talking about being sad or like second guessing and everything.
Yeah.
And then obviously her more sad songs and contemporary, which is what she's like really good at, are just, oh gosh, they're hard to listen to. She just poured it all out. And I don't know if you've seen, but when she did like the album release parties and everything, she just like is looking like she's gonna cry in every video. And I'm like, oh my goodness, because she was dating the actor Lewis Partridge, I think is how you say it. Yeah. And they broke up and then this album came out, and I'm like, you gotta stop going through this stuff, girl.
Right.
These songs are making me sad.
She needs to choose a little bit better.
I know.
Or maybe just don't choose at all, Olivia.
Yeah, let's just sing.
Be you, be alone for a little while.
I agree.
But what were some of like your favorite songs from the album?
I love, from the sadder portion, I love Cigarette Smoke and Less and Begged. She sang that on SNL before the album came out. So there's my like top three of those. But out of her like happier ones, I love Stupid Song and Expectations. She needs to listen to herself and Expectations if anyone knows the song, because you don't need to be going out with all these guys. Just be with yourself. It's awesome.
Yeah, I actually really like that song.
Oh, yeah.
I hope we do get it on the station eventually, because I feel like it's pretty big on TikTok.
It really is. Yeah. It's making numbers.
But we will talk more about what Olivia Rodrigo is doing surrounding this album coming up. And I know we were talking about her going on tour, and you didn't get tickets for it.
No, this was the saddest day of my life, but it is okay. Yeah, she's going on the Unraveled tour, which is starting at the end of this year.
Okay.
And I'm really sad because one of the things would have been close to my birthday, but it's fine. But yeah, I got to see her at the Guts World Tour, my senior year of high school in 2024. So it was a great way to end all that and start something new. And I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else than Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
And I saw her front row, touched her hand.
Best
feeling
ever.
It was awesome. So I will accept this. It's okay.
Yeah.
Because also, and if tickets pop up closer to the time, I might just have to go.
Yeah.
But she is definitely going to be performing such a great show, because I've already seen her doing some little pop-up shows, and I definitely think that she's going to just pour it all out there on stage like she always does. But I don't know, there's something about this era, it's not so like rock and everything like last era was. It's not so like teenage angst like Sour was. It's more of like she's becoming like a woman and an artist, and just be more emotional in like a real sense, not like I'm in middle school, I want to cry about a boy type sense.
Yeah, like driver's license.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like she's definitely growing through her music, and everyone can hear that. And I personally, like, I love her new rock stuff too that she does.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't she have a song with Robert Smith from The Cure?
She does.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah,
Maggots for Brains. Or, no, What's Wrong with Me? That's the one. But Maggots for Brains is the other really awesome rock one that she has. Yes.
I love when she does that kind of style. I'm not, like, a huge Olivia Rodrigo lover, but I can get into it
sure
when she does that. And when she brought out Weezer at Lola.
I know.
I've never been jealous of Lollapalooza until then.
Well, when I was at Lola this year, she came out with the Smashing Pumpkins. And of course I was somewhere else, but it's okay because I was with Charlie XCX, so it was fine.
Charlie's worth it.
She is worth it,
You know what? I will say the Smashing Pumpkins are not that good live anymore.
Oop. You know
who
what?
Said that? Who said that?
See, I wouldn't even know, so I'll have to take your word for it.
Yeah, they're not the best, but...